Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie Hopkins, and I am so excited today. It is June the 13th, 2017, and I'm relaunching my Blog Talk Radio show today. And it's an exciting time, and I'm nervous. I've done this before, but, you know, anytime you're doing something again or for the first time, it can always be a little bit unnerving. But I'm here, and I'm excited if you're listening live. I'm excited if you are just going to listen to the replay. And I know that I'm going to have on today my awesome, amazing friend, Mrs. Dr. V, Dr. Verlene. Huh, my heart is just racing. Dr. Verlene Hurley, Dr. Verlene Haley Gould. And so I'm excited. I believe she may be on. So I'm going to just figure out exactly what I need to be doing because, you know, so much is different now about Blog Talk than when I was doing this before. So let me figure out exactly how to tune in Dr. V. Good morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you for having me today.
You know, I'm so excited to have you with me, Verlene, today, Dr. V, for the audience. But this is my true sister that God placed in my life many, many years ago for a time such as this. And so I'm excited to have her with me today. She is an incredible woman, Dr. Verlene Turner Haley Gould. I'm just giving all of her names. Is an amazing woman. She is someone who I just admire, someone who I go to for inspiration. And I know that she's my sister because, you know, whatever I need, whenever I call, she's always available. And so today, as I was relaunching, nothing could have made me more excited than to have her with me. And so our conversation today is about here we go again because, you know, we are constantly reinventing ourselves and doing a new thing in God, and that's what this is all about. So, Dr. V, good morning, and thank you.
Thank you.
I know you're on the road. I can hear the movement. I can hear the breeze as we're talking. And I know you've got some exciting things that are happening in your life today.
Yeah, I am on the road today. I'm actually on my way to an appointment with my daughter as she continues in her healing process based on her breast cancer diagnosis. And so I'm here on that journey with her, actually journeying to her. To be with her, but I did want to miss the opportunity. So please forgive me, listening audience, live and archive for the background noise. I will be at my destination momentarily, and you won't hear any of that. And, you know, we are, those of you know, we are always women on the move. So we're thank God for technology that we can be on the move, you know, and
yes,
still get
yes.
stuff done. So, yes, I thank you for your consideration at this time right now.
Oh, absolutely. As you're on the move, one of the things that I wanted to just share with the audience that may be listening live or listening later is the fact that I'm sitting here with a book that is called Woman by Revelation. And God would have it that this morning as I walked into a room, the book was lying there. And this book was written by Dr. Verlene I believe 2007. In fact, that's when she gifted it to me, April 25th, 2007. And I looked at my journal entry, which occurred May 22nd, 2007. And it said, in my spirit, I received a desire for clarity of purpose beyond what I am able to see for myself. God knows me, my shortcomings, my strengths, my anxiety. I seek clarity for immediate direction. And, you know, as I saw that this morning, it just took me back into a moment of time when, you know, things weren't really clear. You know, and, you know, Dr. V, you know, when we talked the other day about here we go again, and we talk about revisiting our dreams, self-discovery, making ourselves available to God's message, you know, I really felt that this was the right time. I've been telling people probably since December of 2016 that I was relaunching Blog Talk. And then in January, I said, I'm relaunching Blog Talk. And February, March, April, I'm relaunching Blog Talk. And I've had this in my mind to relaunch. And it was only at the point that you and I sat down last week at breakfast that I knew the time was right. And I knew that in asking you to be my first guest, that we would be able to come together and to do this. Because God had already placed it on us to speak, and you've continued the journey. I took a break for 6 years because I had the grandchildren with me, and that became my primary goal, my passion daily. And now as they're graduating from second grade and fourth grade and seventh grade, you know, they don't need me in that same way, and I could get back to me. I could rediscover who I am and go again. So looking at your book this morning just reaffirmed to me God's revelation for us. And so I know you're driving, so I'm just going to keep kind of going for a minute with you because I'm going to read what you have in Poetic Expressions that you penned in Woman by Revelation, because I think it speaks so much to what you're experiencing today and to the journey that we've been through. But it says, I am every woman in every sense of the word. When my sisters are going through, my heart is blue. When my sisters are being supported, checks written out, my heart is tickled pink. My heart refuses to sink. I am every woman in every sense of the word. As her body changes, her chest now flat, my heart feels the emptiness where womanness once sat. When my sisters are encouraged, listened to thoroughly, my heart is stirred and my sight no longer blurred. I see her strength. Her shoulders are not bent. A sister has been sent to spread the good news. She is every woman, and because of him, she no longer cries the blues. His love towers in place of her breath. His healing peace gives her strength for every woman's life test. In honor of my sisters, because one who has is and will face breast cancer in her lifetime, we can do this. We are more than conquerors in him. And, you know, it was not necessarily my intent to share that this morning, but I know that you're on a journey this morning to be with your daughter as she's experiencing breast cancer. And as I spoke with you the other day, you know, we all are experiencing women in our lives who are going through this journey. And so when I opened up the book and I saw that, I wanted to remind you as you go to be with her today that God has already got this and that you are in the position to be her support as you've been sent by God as her mother, but also as her sister friend for this purpose in her time in her life. And so I just pray for your strength and for her guidance and for, you know, the healing to be with her today. So I just wanted to share that with you, and I know that it's a really, really hard time, but, you know, there are no times that God does not give us what we need to press forward through it.
Josie, what a gift to me this morning. Thank you for that. That is so absolutely encouraging to me. And, it reminds me so much of how we are on God's radar, that there's never a place, as the scripture says, there's no place we can go that he can't find us. If we're in a pensive place, if we're in even a fearful place, if we're in a place of, as they say, little faith, whatever it is, whatever condition we're in, God already knows it. He knows what we stand in need of. And he knows how to send the right people to encourage us, even if they come to remind us of the words that we have already spoken and breathed out. And I got another call this morning from a dear spiritual mother, and she says, I want you to remember, just go back and remember of how many sisters you have already walked with in this journey as you were leading Sister Care, and how you prayed for them and prayed and encouraged them, and their faith was built up, and you walked with them the distance. I just want you to go back and remember, Dr. V. And so that call plus your call plus moments before I called into the broadcast, I did call and pray for my daughter. I said, I want you to hear this prayer from your mom to God, praying with you, just in case they take you back before I get there. I wanted her to hear my voice. And I remember, Josie, in the prayer, I asked her to just, I asked God to help her to be in a place of healing stillness, knowing that he knows where she is at this time and knows, already has a testimony, in preparation for the victory in this way. And so, this morning has been magnificent, and I'm trying not to cry while I'm driving. I'm just so overwhelmed with God's love and his support, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and even the support of my friends that you just got. Thank you, God, sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we met, who would have known that we would be still years later? Because, I know our meeting had to be at least somewhere in the early, around 2000. So, it's more than 16 years that I have known you. I don't even know the day I met you. But I remember the day that I first saw you, and, I was vendoring at that time with Warm Spirit. You were there with your writing. I don't believe it was Woman by Revelation at that time. I believe it was something else. But,
my magazine.
Do you remember?
My magazine had just come out. The Ascended Woman magazine, I believe. Yes. St. Paul, and you gave me your testimony, being a survivor, and that kind of thing. And I was so inspired and encouraged by your testimony, how you were just, you gave God, as my daughter said, you gave God no excuses. You made a decision to live and not die, and that you were going to be victorious over, and that you were not going to believe the report of the doctors, but believe the report of the Lord. And, oh, my God, all these years, that has encouraged me all these years.
Mm-hmm. I really am so, I know I'm blessed. I know we are both blessed. But, our journeys have taken many, many turns, unexpected turns. And that's the beauty of life. We don't get to always chart the path. Might have the foresight of where we want to be, and we may lay out the steps that we see along that path. But, there are twists and turns, detours, splits in the road, obstructions along the path, and we just have to remain ever faithful along the journey. And so, when God gave me Josie's inspiration, oh, God, I don't remember when it was, but, I felt it. I felt that my goal has never been one to, I'm not the bossy type of person. I don't like to tell people what to do, so in the corporate environment, it was always a challenge because I wanted people to want things for themselves. So I understood clearly that my role is to inspire others. you know, and so I see myself as an inspiration, not a motivator, because I think sometimes, you know, motivation can be short-lived, because I have people say to me in my business endeavors, oh, I need you to motivate me to get things done. And I'm like, well, if I'm motivating you, then what happens when I'm not around? But if I can inspire you, if I can encourage you to look deep inside and inspire you to take action, inspire you to find your dreams, and inspire you to always be diligent about the process, that's what I really get pleasure about when I see people stepping forth. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we know people come into our lives and they leave our lives, but, you know, as long as they take that inspiration that God places on me to inspire them, that's what I want to always be able to do. So Josie's inspiration for me is my way to connect with others and to inspire them to find success in their lives and to listen to God's direction, because, you know, there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be challenges that are going to come, but they only make us stronger.
Absolutely right. They only make us stronger. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I'm reminiscing as we're talking about the last time we did the broadcast together. I was actually in Tucson, Arizona. I was healing after the failure of a 25-year marriage, the death of that marriage. And I remember calling you on several occasions and Josie, you know, this is harder. This is much harder than I thought it would be. And you would always be encouraging. And then you asked me to come on the broadcast to, you know, to be, you know, part of the message you were getting out. And that request, those requests, whenever we were on together, I'm telling you, that helped me so much. You know, to realize that even though I'm going through, God can use me for His glory, and to to be encouraging to others and let them know, listen, you know, the Bible says very clearly in Matthew, Jesus, one of the last things He said is, He says, lo, I will be with you when? Always.
Always.
And so never without His support, His wisdom, His passion, His compassion, you know, He was on the journey with me. You know, I'm sure there's so many mistakes that I could have made that I didn't make because His counsel was there with me. You know, His protection was there with me, all those kinds of things. So I remember being in the desert with you, girl. And now, you know, where are we now? I am back full circle in Virginia. You know, I went out, you know, broken, came back in with joy, you know, remarried, got a wonderful husband, a beautiful home. Ministry is, you know, expanding and going in the direction that God had prophesied it would go into, you know, over 30 years ago. And so there has been, listen, there's been some bumps in the road. There's been some detours. There have been some valley experiences. And there have been some mountaintop experiences. Yet in all, I am on the journey, still, you know, believing God, still trusting God, you know, to continue, like the scripture says, you know, I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I'm just acknowledging Him in all my ways, because He has to direct my path. You know, from 2009 to 2017, it has been God's direction that has kept me, you know, from going over the cliff with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Giving it up, throwing in the towel. You know, there's been enough, you know, to really, you know, the enemy could reason with me about, to say, okay, you're done. But yet it's still, no, no disease, no death, no pain, no rejection, no denial. None of those things has caused you or I, Josie, to throw in a
child.
Ah, hallelujah.
You know, because we understand, you know, from the first obstacles that we've had in life, and, you know, and they're constant obstacles, you know, and I've learned that I get really, really excited when there is a big challenge or a big obstacle. you know, because I know on the other side of it, if I can just hold on, if I can just press forward, God has got a tremendous blessing. And, you know, the analogy for me is just like right now, you know, the past couple of days I've been working with the grandkids as school is closing. You know, the end of the year, my grandson is now 13, and, you know, seeing him grow. But, you know, I was telling him that, you know, you have to pass the test to get to the next grade. If you don't pass the test, then you've got to repeat the grade, you know. And that's what life gives us. If we don't persevere through the obstacles, we're going to constantly experience it over and over again. So life is a test, but only by the test do we get the testimony that we can move forward and share, hopefully to help someone else as they're going through that journey. You know, I love the school of hard knocks, you know, and I told my grandson, you know, yes, you're going to go through, finish seventh grade and you're moving on to eighth grade, but it gets more challenging. You know, I said, you can't look at your sister and brother who are 9 and 8 and say, why do they get to play? Well, you're not 9 and 8 anymore. You know, we're not in our youth anymore, really. You know, we are mature women. We have learned from some of the mistakes of our 20s, of our 30s, of our 40s. We've learned from some mistakes of our 50s, and here we are in our 60s, and, you know, we're still learning. You are in your 60s, aren't you, with me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the 60s club.
I had to double check. I had to double check that. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm close to the midway point.
Okay. You know, but, you know, the age doesn't really, it doesn't matter. But what matters is what have you done with this life that God has placed in your path? What have we done with it? You know, so we can look at 60, and as we said the other day, some stuff just don't matter no more. You know, it rolls off of us just like water, you know. We don't get up in arms. We don't go to the drama place, you know, because we have weathered some storms.
Right. As Paul said, none of these things move me. I love that phrase in the Bible. And I'm so at an age where some things just don't move me. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is going to take you somewhere, but I got to go there because I, you know, we don't have much time.
Go ahead, I'm with you.
You know, the other day, you know, you brought me a wonderful care package, with the Z Radical, from Young Giving.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and you did it. And thank you for being so sensitive to me. I don't do pills. I don't yet. But so you gave me the powder form, and I've been taking the little packages faithfully. After about the second or third day, I started realizing things were coming out. You know, I was in great elimination, you know. And I'm going like, wow. You know, I said, you know, this stuff tastes like Kool-Aid. It really does, really. It's just nice flavor and everything. And I said, and it's working. And that's what, even in life, some experiences, some things we have to digest, some things we have to take in for our own healing have been designed to eliminate the waste from our lives, eliminate those things that we really need anymore, that our body can't use, that is slowing our bodies down, slowing our spirits down, keeping us from fulfilling the plan of God, you know, in our lives. And we just need to rid ourselves of it. So, you know, just as a practical example, I said, you know what, our journey, sis, has been, this is a big part of it. We get to places in our lives that where wisdom to do will eliminate those things from our lives that keep us from having that more life and that more life, abundant life as well. And so, you know, thank God for the journey. Thank God for the things that we have to, you know, resolve ourselves, whether it tastes good or not. I'm going to take this because I won't. You understand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so perfect because, you know, we have to get purified internally. You know, we have to get the crap out, you know, so that the life can live in us.
I was trying to be that.
But, you know, I mean, in many ways, it's cluttering us, you know, and it's, you know, it's in our digestion, it's in our environment, you know. And I was laughing as you were saying that because I was thinking about the fact of, you know, two things happened this morning. I talked to a friend who was in her 40s, you know, and I had to remind her that she's not the 20-year-old hood girl anymore who breaks bad when somebody comes at her from the wrong way, that, you know, she's beyond that. And, you know, it's leaving behind the crap, leaving behind the things that clutter our journey. I reminded her that that was just a test to show that she was not that person that she used to be, that out of the blue something came at her this morning that made her kind of go back to a place where she isn't anymore. But I had to remind her that's not who you are anymore. So shake that off. You know, forget about, you know, the fact that you felt the need to vindicate yourself under attack, you know, and that's what we have to do. We have to remember that we're going to be constantly tested. You know, I get tested by my diet, by what I eat. We both do because, you know, I know what's healthy. I know what's good for me. But yesterday was a challenging day, so I went to Lee's Chicken and got some fried chicken wings and a biscuit. You know, and, you know, we talked about the other day, I don't do bread. But that was that moment of, okay, it was a vulnerability, but I had to be reminded this morning to go ahead and release that. Because sometimes we take a step back, but we got to keep taking 2 to 4 steps forward for every step back. Because we can't look backwards. We can't go backwards. We can't deny ourselves the blessings that have already been given to us. So, you know, from the crap of our bodies to the crap of life.
That's it.
Here we go again.
I want to speak to those sisters that are going through, you know, what my daughter is going through today. She's getting her MRI done so they can see the depth of the cancer that they detected. I said, but you know what? They decided, the surgeons and everybody, we're going to go in and we're going to cut it out. We're going to remove it. And they kept praising my daughter because of early detection, you know. And they remind us all the time that early detection is really a part, you know, of the healing process already. What, you know, however it got there, we're not even, you know, focusing on that. We're focusing on what do we need to do to rid ourselves of that, because it did come to steal, heal, and destroy our lives. And so we're going to remove that. And sometimes, because we're not in touch with ourselves, our bodies, we're more focused on things happening on the outside of us than the things that are happening on the inside of us, and our other people, that we don't notice what's going to lie inside of us, or on, you know, in our lives, in our spirits even. And so that early detection is necessary. But even not, you have to make a decision. Listen, now that I know that it's there, I'm going to deal with it. And a lot of times in our lives on the journey, we just kind of go in denial. We refuse to deal with it. We act like it's not there. We act like it's going to go away if we do nothing. But it's not. It's going. We have been given the power to come against anything that comes against us. As we quote a lot of times, we say, no weapon formed against me
shall prosper.
No, it won't prosper, but guess what? You have to go on the defense. You know, you have to say, I'm going to draw the line right here. You're not going any further. I'm going to be proactive with this. I'm going to put on the whole armor of God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to change my direction. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to exercise, or I'm going to, you know, take myself out of toxic situations and this and that. You have to make a decision.
The
Bible says, I put before you.
We got 2 seconds, Dr. V. This is the word by you. And I thank you. If you listen to this message today and you got something out of it, tune back in, because Dr. V is going to be back with us again. I don't know if it's still streaming on air, but I love you, Dr. V, and I thank you. And come back again and listen.
I will, I promise. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.